The blasphemy watchdogs in Pakistan are looking to censor yet another platform. I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. We'll be talking today about religious freedom issues and Christians who are currently under fire in both Pakistan and India, plus ways that you can pray for the church's encouragement. It's all so you can put your faith into action with today's headlines. First, we know that Pakistan goes to the extreme when it comes to punishing blasphemy. But what will they do to blot it out altogether? Recent rumors that Facebook would be shut down earlier this week in Pakistan may have been fueled by hysteria. But Bruce Allen of FMI says, in general, this discussion isn't totally unfounded.
It is verifiable fact that the High Court in Islamabad is trying to put the clamp down on Facebook and social media due to what they call blasphemous content, which they equate or identify with terrorism, actually.
So if social media platforms were shut down, censored, or monitored by the government, how would it affect ministries using social media for outreach? Allen says,
evangelism, discipleship, church planting, that's been happening inside of Pakistan long before Facebook or any other social media platform had ever been invented. So by God's grace, those activities are still going to continue, even if those tools get restricted or banned.
Censorship is always a reason for concern. Visit missionnews.org to learn more about this story. In the meantime, here's what you can do.
We want to build awareness, but we also say, and our partners in Pakistan just say, pray for us that we will have courage to continue to speak.
Next, battering rains, flash floods, and landslides are still wreaking havoc in the lives of people in northern Peru. These floods and storms are the worst to hit Peru in at least two decades. At least 78 people have been killed, and over 100,000 have lost their homes in the devastation. And there's still no end in sight, with more rains expected in the coming weeks. Rosa Contreras, the Latin America Director for Christian Aid Mission, says the Body of Christ in Peru is taking action.
A ministry that Christian Aid Mission supports in Peru is already providing relief in the affected area. They know the language and the best way to reach with the gospel to their own countrymen.
The ministry's own meeting hall was damaged by the heavy rains, but that hasn't stopped believers from spending resources and time to give Christ's healing to others.
They have already begun to provide fresh drinking water, canned food, clothing, and a New Testament to flood victims.
While the ministry leaders are providing aid, they do need our help. You can support disaster relief to flood victims in Peru through Christian Aid Mission. We'll give you that link at missionnews.org.
Please pray for Peru as the flooding, landslides, and torrential rains have affected many villages, leaving many people without housing and food.
And finally, India's constitution is supposed to emphasize legal equality of its citizens and prohibit religious discrimination. But in what's being called India's religious failings, there are parts of the Constitution that are restricting those freedoms. For example, the anti-conversion laws. Voice of the Martyrs Canada's Anthony Rode.
Interesting that India's Constitution guarantees freedom of religion, and yet in at least six of the 29 states, governments have implemented laws that are forbidding forcible conversions, and other states are considering them. I guess the basic understanding that many have in India is that you are born in your religion, and to convert to another religion by force or enticement or any other deceptive methods is not allowed.
Part of the reason for the anti-conversion law stems from politics. In other words, converting from Hinduism isn't really under question, but any other conversion is. This hasn't been stopping believers in India, though, from sharing the hope that they have in Christ.
It would do us well to remember our persecuted brothers and sisters, and I think that prayer is a key factor. Praying for our brothers and sisters in India, praying that the church in India would be united.
There are some specific prayer needs that we've shared in the story at missionnews.org. And thanks for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. We're listener supported by people just like you. So join us here or on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, Google+, LinkedIn, or you can podcast us at iTunes or TWR360. And together, the Great Commission happens. Look for the links at missionnews.org. That's missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.